tomorrow is the 10th of Tevet. And on the 10th of Tevet, we have a rabbinic fast. Like all rabbinic fasts other than Tisha B'Av, all rabbinic fasts other than Tisha B'Av, we begin the fast tomorrow morning, 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise. That's what's called Alot HaShachar. The fast lasts until about 25, 27 minutes after sunset, what we call Tzeit HaKochavim, when stars come out. And anyone who's healthy, any Jew who's healthy, doesn't eat or drink during that time. so we have the 10th of Tevet was the day when the destruction actually began, because that was the day that Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, lay siege on the city of Jerusalem. So it was the beginning of the end. That was the moment on the 10th of Tevet where Jerusalem was grasped by the grasp of Nebuchadnezzar, and the suffering that ensued until the destruction in the 9th of Av, but it all began on the 10th of Tevet, the fast that's going to be tomorrow. We have leniencies, so we're allowed to take a shower tomorrow, even though it's the fast. We're allowed to anoint ourselves. We're allowed to wear shoes. Couples are allowed to be intimate. And we do not begin the fast at night. All of these are prohibited on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. But tomorrow they are permitted. We will have Torah reading tomorrow morning after Shmoneh Esrei, after Chazarat HaShatz. So we have a section that we add, Ashkenazim add, what's called Piyutim, short songs about the day, about the destruction. Silichot, we speak about the fact that we need atonement. And then we read in the Torah tomorrow morning. Together the crowd says, Shuv mecharon apecha, what Moshe said after we did the golden calf, Hashem, come back from your anger, ve'inachem al ha'ra le'amecha, and be comforted, do not do the bad which you said would befall your nation. And then we also say out loud, Salachti kidvarecha, v'yomer Hashem, Hashem said, Salachti kidvarecha, I have forgiven them as you requested. In the afternoon at Mincha, so again, we will take out a Torah scroll and read from the Torah, the same portion. Ashkenazim have the custom that we read a Haftarah, we read a portion from the prophets. Sephardim do not do that. Ashkenazim in the afternoon at Mincha will read from Isaiah, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzeo. The prophet Isaiah speaks about, seek out Hashem when he makes himself available. Kira'u b'yoto karov, call out to him when he is still close. Ya'azov rasha darkov yishav in machshavotav, a person who has done evil should repent, should return. A person should come back from his ways. And one of the messages of every fast day is we're supposed to do tshuva. So even though there's a reason why we're fasting on this day, we're remembering what happened then, but we're also arousing ourselves and saying their evil actions brought upon them the tragedy that happened today. Well, our actions better improve so that we don't suffer the same fate. So technically the fast day is a day of arousing ourselves to become better people. Yes, we fast, and that's a biblical institution. A person couldn't say, I'll eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, and I'll become a better person. No, there's a rabbinic institution that you're supposed to fast. Aside from that, we're supposed to take the message of the fast and become better people. One of the messages of the fast day is to repent, to take time and think about our behavior and think about how we can improve. Tomorrow at Mincha, we also have the custom that Kohanim here in Israel will do Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim. The reason we don't do that every day at Mincha was because in the days of the Talmud, you had two drinks available on a steady basis, water and wine. Those were the two drinks. If you don't have refrigeration, that's what lasts. Any other drink wouldn't last, right? You couldn't have grape juice. It would turn sour very quickly. The only drinks that could last without refrigeration was water and wine. Okay, they also had milk every so often, right? They had milk from the cows, that's also true. But those were the major drinks they drank at their meals. So it was very common that people in the afternoon would eat lunch, and you're not going to eat without drinking, so they drink. And if you could afford something better than water, you drank wine. Now, a kohen is prohibited from saying the blessing of the kohanim when he is intoxicated. So the rabbi said, we're not going to play this game, who's drank and who hasn't drank. No birkat kohanim in the afternoon. Being that it was common that people were drinking water and wine, so the rabbis just said, no birkat kohanim in the afternoon. On a fast day, no one's drinking wine, right? So you're not drinking at all. So on a fast day, the rabbis permitted that we do birkat kohanim in the afternoon of the fast day. If a person knows that he for medical reason or for whatever reason, he is not fasting today, then he should not do birkat kohanim. He should leave the shul during birkat kohanim if he is a kohen. If he is a kohen, then he should leave. So there is a Jerusalem custom, a custom of the pious. I don't know if they do it here in the Machon, but there are yeshivas where they do it, where they don their tefillin again for mincha on a fast day. I don't know if they do that here at the Machon. You got to find out. There's another idea that on a fast day, a person senses what it's like not to have food. And that's also supposed to arouse within a person compassion. And the Talmud says the main sachar, the main wages we get for a fast day is when we take care that other people will have food to break their fast. There are some shuls where people actually give some food at the end of the fast day, or at least the person should give some charity during a fast day. Remember, tshuvat, filat, tzedakah, those are the three components, those are the three major factors that will help us absolve any bad decree that's against us. Tshuva, repentance, tefillah, prayer, tzedakah, giving charity. So the idea of the charity of the fast day is for people who need it. It's not, ordinarily we say giving to yeshiva is called tzedakah, and giving to a shul is called tzedakah, and helping a person get married is called tzedakah. But on the fast day, the idea is give to a place that will feed people. So you could argue that a yeshiva also feeds people, right? A yeshiva also gives meals and subsidizes students, okay? But the idea is the food. There is a custom, I've never seen anyone who does this, but it is brought down, a custom that people evaluate, what would my meals today cost me? And then they give that much as a donation before the end of the fast day. Again, it's written, I've seen it in writing, I never saw it in practice, never seen anyone do that. But it is important to give tzedakah on the fast day as well. So we discussed that the only thing we're really doing tomorrow is we're not eating or drinking, we're allowed to shower and be with our wives and wear shoes and whatever. The fast only begins in the morning. We will add after Shmona Esrei the piyutim of Asara Betevet. You'll see them written in the back of the Siddur. I recommend you take a few minutes to look at them tonight so you know what's coming. We will have Torah reading tomorrow morning and Torah reading in the afternoon. In the afternoon, the Ashkenazim also do Aftara. We also have the blessing of the Kohanim. Only Kohanim who fast to do the blessing of the Kohanim. During the day, it's a good idea to take some time to do tshuva because that's one of the main themes of the fast day, and also to give some tzedakah. So that's a quick overview of Asara B'Tevet, the day in which Nebuchadnezzar lay siege on Jerusalem.